Horse owners, if you have not done so yet this spring, now is the time to schedule a West Nile vaccination for your equines. Two cases of West Nile virus were confirmed last year in eastern Washington. However, the number has been much higher in previous years, with 72 cases reported in 2009. With mosquito season approaching, now is the time to schedule a visit with your veterinarian for an initial series of vaccine injections if your animals have never been vaccinated before, or for an annual booster if they have in the past. West Nile virus is fatal to horses in about one-third of the cases where clinical signs are apparent, although most horses do not become ill and show no symptoms at all. But horses that do become ill often display loss of coordination, loss of appetite, confusion, fever, stiffness, and muscle weakness, particularly in their hindquarters. To reduce the risk, WSDA advises owners to keep horses indoors during the peak mosquito activity times of dawn and dusk, eliminate any sources of standing water nearby, and even check areas where rainwater may accumulate, like old tires or bird baths. Visit WSDA's West Nile Virus webpage or the State Department of Health for more information about West Nile Virus. This has been a public service announcement for KVGDLP FM Radio.